With less than a month until the August primaries, polls on the Tennessee U.S. Senate race show the Republican candidates closer than expected. Both Bill Hagerty and Manny Sethi have been ramping up their campaigns. This sometimes means holding in-person events in the middle of a pandemic. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran reports.
At a time when local health leaders are asking people to wear face masks, Dr. Manny Sethi is not. At a campaign event in Murfreesboro, he is shaking hands and hugging those in attendance.
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
The event is being held outdoors in a grassy area by a parking lot, but not because of social distancing reasons. According to Sethi's campaign, people just couldn't fit in the initial location, a barbecue restaurant. This is an opportunity for Sethi to present his platform to the over 120 people present.
Because we are taking on the establishment, ladies and gentlemen. I need all of you with us.
That's the message Sethi wants people to get. He is an outsider. His stump speech is fairly standard for a Republican candidate these days. He has attacked Planned Parenthood and Black Lives Matter protesters. And he is a supporter of the president on immigration. That's even though his own parents are from India. He stresses they came to the U.S. legally. But Sethi says he is not part of the political establishment because he has never run for office. Instead, his nonprofit, Healthy Tennessee, is his main qualification.
Now, the president heard about this, President Trump. So he invited us to the White House. And he couldn't remember Manny, so he nicknamed me Tennessee. True story. I spoke at one of his rallies. Look, folks, we have got to stand behind our president right now more than ever.
But President Trump has picked a favorite in this U.S. Senate race. That's former ambassador to Japan and Tennessee Commissioner of Economic Development, Bill Hagerty. Trump announced Hagerty's candidacy even while he was still the ambassador, and the president recently tweeted his endorsement. Hagerty has used that to his advantage.
I just got off the phone with President Trump a little while ago. He and I have seen many issues the same way for a long time.
Hagerty says Tennesseans should vote for him for the same reasons they voted for Trump. Both say they are Christians, conservatives, and businessmen.
I have a unique relationship with the president and with the members of this administration because I've worked with them closely over the past 4 years.
But Hagerty's loyalty to Trump has been questioned. In 2012, he left the state government to join the team of then-presidential candidate Mitt Romney. The now Utah senator is one of the president's biggest critics within the Republican Party. And 4 years later, Hagerty and his wife Chrissy appeared on the ballot as delegates for another presidential candidate, Jeb Bush. He says he later changed his mind and that it became clear to him that Trump was the best choice. Hagerty then joined Trump's campaign.
I believed in candidate Trump so much then that I took 6 months of my life and volunteered full time to come in and help him get elected.
In recent years, most of the candidates endorsed by Trump have won. So it could be assumed that the candidate backed by the president will be the GOP nominee in Tennessee. But a recent poll has Hagerty ahead of Sethi by only 4 points, with many voters undecided. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.